This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The heat wave settling over Colorado is hitting Grand Junction especially hard, with highs above 100 forecast through the weekend. CPR's Dina Sieg spoke to locals about how they're trying to beat the heat.
A kids' mountain bike camp is hitting the trail by 8 a.m. Grand Junction maintenance crews are wearing sun-protective clothing and taking frequent breaks. And parents like Ariana Valenzuela are taking their kids to a free downtown splash pad.
And I also carry a little fan around. I just put it on the kids in the car before like the AC turns on, just give them this little fan and it works.
In the last few days, rescue crews have aided several people on nearby trails with heat-related illness. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Denver is facing another lawsuit seeking to scrap its green building policy. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Denver's building codes are designed to push fossil fuels out of apartments and office towers. By shifting to all-electric heating systems, the city hopes to take full advantage of new wind and solar power to cut its climate warming emissions. That plan, however, faces a new legal challenge. It comes from National Propane, Restaurant, and Apartment Groups, and it argues Denver's policy violates a law giving the federal government sole authority to regulate appliances. The case follows a similar complaint filed by local landlords and building owners earlier this year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Supporters of independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. have turned in their signatures to get his name on Colorado's ballot. The state's Libertarian Party had said Kennedy would be their candidate, but a fight inside the party continues between supporters of Kennedy and supporters of the Libertarians' national nominee. Metro highs above 100 this afternoon. Colorado Springs staying in the upper 90s. This is CPR News and KRCC.